letting go?
You know, I use the bell quite a lot. And one of the things that I use it for is to help people to experience the present moment, because you can notice it in the bell. So all I want you to do, it's not a meditation, it's an exercise, is to listen to the sound of the bell. So just listen to the sound of the bell moving through time. Very important to connect yourself to this movement through time, the sense of time moving. Now notice the sound moving through time. We've got the air conditioning on in the background. Do the same thing with the air conditioning that you're doing with the sound of the bell. Listening to the sound of the air conditioning moving through time. Let's use the bell again. Air conditioning, moving through time. And the bell, moving through time. And the bell and the air conditioning, moving through time. And the sound of my voice moving through time, and your breath moving through time. So you're noticing the breath moving through time. And I'll sound the bell again to assist you in noticing that breath rising and falling as it moves through time. Now, if you bring your attention to the space between your eyes, and just allow yourself to be aware of it, and notice that there's change happening all around you. So this place, the space between your eyes, That stays the same. And all around you is change. And within you is change. So there's the breath, rising and falling. There's whatever movements there are. There's whatever other awareness you are in your body. Some small percentage of people can notice their heartbeat. You're noticing the senses, but maintaining your awareness on the space between your eyes. And then there's all of this change occurring outside. There's the sound of the air conditioning, movements in the room, sound of my voice. There are occasional sounds outside, occasional police siren or ambulance. So from the awareness of the space between your eyes, you're allowing yourself to be aware of the flow of life, as this is what's happening. The flow of life happening within you, in your body, and outside. And there's your inner narrative chattering away. Notice the inner narrative moving through time. Notice whatever emotions there are within you. Notice they are moving through time. So the space between your eyes, it's like the rock in the stream. There's an upstream, there's a downstream, but the water's flowing over you. It's a perpetual movement, a flow, ebbs and flows. Some days it's low, some days it's high. Some days it's calm, other days it's turbulent. This is how it is with the mind. There's a turbulence inside or the calmness inside, and there's a turbulence outside or the calmness outside. And as dwellers in the modern world, we look for a calmness outside to bring a calmness inside. But it's more useful to be aware of the flow and notice the calmness when it arises, whether it's inside or outside or both. But whether it's calm or turbulent, there's this constant flow. As your life moves through time. of what we perceive to be difficulties is actually just the flow of life. The stream is having a turbulent day. Could be internally, could be externally. But everything passes. So the turbulence at some point will become calmness. And the calmness at some point will become turbulence. And sometimes the stream will be high and sometimes the stream will be low, but it will never stop. Never. When you notice the mind is just part of that ebb and flow, the choices that the mind makes about something being permanent or unsatisfactory or disturbing or concerning or fearful or what, it's the mind is creating this. It's just part of the flow of the mind. And there's pain and suffering in the world. We suffer and we're confused, and there's suffering and confusion and pain externally as well. But what all that's doing is it's creating the turbulence, and you're either aware of it or you're not. Just keeping your attention on that space between your eyes. Which is the rock in the stream. It doesn't move, doesn't change. The breath does. The body does. Becomes comfortable or uncomfortable, or cool or warm or relaxed or tense, and it all changes all the time. And externally everything changes all the time. Constant flow, internal, external, and that's the place. There's no change. It's always there. And you're noticing it because it stays the same, and you're able to notice the movement all around you, the flow of life. So whenever you're ready, gently return your attention to the room. So the most useful thing about that exercise, for many of us, we'll be able to connect to this sense of the movement of time internally and externally. Some of us for a long period and others for less long. So you might be aware of it, for instance, just when you're listening to the bell, or just when you're listening to the air conditioning, or you're noticing your breath or something, and it will come and go, but it's always there. It's always there. And that's what the present moment is. It's what's always there, and it's the space, it's the point in time and space in which life happens for you. And life, consciousness and time are inextricably connected, one and the other. Quite conceivably, without consciousness, there is no time. So, when we're talking about letting go, what happens in a modern world is we immediately bring to mind all of those things or people or experiences or places without which we would be uncomfortable. And that's got absolutely nothing to do with letting go. So there's this assumption that letting go is letting go of your desires and connections and needs and wants and fears and doubts and resentment and all this kind of stuff, and that there's this huge amount of work to be done. And to be fair, some of it does need to be done. But the question is never asked, what is there when I have let go? And so the Buddhists, for example, quite correctly say that suffering is all about attachment and the illusion of permanence. So the emotional brain's got a concept of permanence. When you're suffering, it kind of believes you're going to suffer all the time. But suffering arises and subsides, just like pain does, just like everything does. But when it's in a difficult enough place, an uncomfortable enough place, it gets this belief, that's it. This is it. I'm stuck here. There's no way out of this. But you know in yourself that everything arises, everything subsides. So when you let go, what is there? Well, when you let go, what there is this. Yeah, so what are we letting go of? Good question, right? What is in this sound? What's in the sound?
Time.
Yeah. Other than time, anything else?
Present moment.
Yeah, other present moment and time. Yep. Anything else?
Sound.
There 1 minute and gone the next.
Yeah, movement of sound. The recognition that everything arises and subsides. It's all in there. What isn't in there? What isn't in there is fear, doubt, anger, shame, resentment, anxiety, worry, guilt, suffering, pain. It's not there. It's not there. So actually, you're letting go of all of that by becoming aware of that tiny little sliver of the present moment moving through time. And you say to yourself, I can't do that all the time. When rubbish happens, I become overwhelmed by my patterns of behaviour and my responses, and I engage in those, and I go just back through this circle again. And my answer is, you haven't spent enough time here yet. And also, the space between the eyes, it's got an ancient name, it's called the third eye. And there is just so much dogma about these things. But its usefulness is that it's a way of bringing you to the present moment that enables you to be aware of the movement of the breath, sound, your thoughts, your emotions, what you can smell, what you can taste, memories. It's a never-changing thing. You'll never notice the space between your eyes being anything other than what it is now. So it's this rock-like sense of the present moment. So bringing your attention to that is an immensely powerful tool. In India, people wear, have you seen the little bindi that they put in their forehead? Symbolically, it's there to represent the third eye. And the third eye, a very, what's taught in school kind of basis, is that you have two eyes that look externally. You can't see internally. And the third eye, the bindi, is there to remind you that you need to look internally as well. Because here in the West, we look externally all the time. We don't have bindis to remind us to look internally. And so it's very easy to look externally and judge and compare. Judge and compare and find unsatisfactoriness. And it's very difficult to look inside without applying, because we've trained ourselves, good, bad, right, wrong, fair, unfair, useful, not useful, I want this, I don't want that, this is higher value than that is, that's a low value thing, this is a low value person, what am I getting out of this, da 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 da. And so everything becomes, everything's got a dollar value attached to it, externally. When we start looking internally, we tend to apply that good feeling, good thought, bad thought, helpful thought, unhelpful thought, right thought, wrong thought. But Buddhism is, I'm not knocking it, but it part of it's really kind of, from my perspective, unhelpful dogma. Sorry to say that, but it is the rightness and wrongness of everything. So you've got right thinking, wrong thinking. You've got right mindfulness and wrong mindfulness. Yep. Here's a Buddhist perspective of wrong mindfulness. A sniper. A sniper lies down with their rifle. They clear their mind. They're noticing their breathing. They're feeling the weight of the barrel. They're tightening the stock up against their shoulder. They're laying their eye down. Their focus is clear, single-pointed on the target. They tighten their hands on it. They tighten their trigger finger. Bang. So that's wrong mind. But you cannot deny for a single solitary moment that that person is sitting there noticing the present moment moving through time. It's mindfulness. So that's wrong mindfulness. Doesn't matter. I think really it doesn't matter. I think if you learn mindfulness and you learn that there is an ever-changing nature to everything, but that there's a presence, the you that you are, that you can be aware of, your awareness. So when you're aware of that space between your eyes, it's your awareness. Your awareness is the rock in the stream. And to you, that's unchanging. And the more you become aware of that, the more comfortable you get with the ebb and flow of the stream and the turbulence and the calmness and the changes and the ice and the heat and the drought and all of the other things that happen within you and outside you. And the more time you spend there, the less time you spend in the world of comparison and judgment and right and wrong and good and bad and fair and unfair. And it all begins to become more meaningless as time goes on. So you're not actually saying to yourself, right, I'm going to let go of all of these things that are wrong in my life. Instead, you're focusing on what there is, and the power of it diminishes. The power of everything diminishes. So you become more free-spirited and you become calmer, and that's how you're perceived externally. But all that you're actually doing is you're more aware of the present moment. And that's the place to come, is the space between your eyes. So what we'll do, a focus meditation. So letting go is, it's the usual thing that I teach, where if you have a thing, such as your suffering and your baggage, rather than working through it, what you do is you work somewhere else, seemingly not associated to the suffering and baggage, which actually does the work of releasing it. And that's why meditation and mindfulness work. So what we'll do is we'll do some meditation on the third eye, the space between your eyes, and also your body. It's an exercise in focus. So if you get yourself comfortable, if you're sitting, ideally, elbows by your side, head balanced comfortably on top of the spine, and you're noticing the breath rising and falling, notice it moving the body. And you bring your attention to the space between your eyes. Now, if you place your tongue up against the sharp part of your teeth, that helps to relax the face. Relaxes the jaw, but it also helps to relax the entire face. And you're just noticing the space between your eyes. And as you breathe out, relax your face from that point. Relaxing the nose, the cheeks, the mouth and lips, the jaw and throat. All on the out breath. Balancing your head as comfortably as you can on top of the spine. Still breathing from the same place. So you're breathing in. You're noticing the space between your eyes, and the relaxation wave is moving down eyes, nose, cheeks, mouth and lips, jaw, throat. And now, as well as that, all on the out breath, so breathing in normally, breathing out, relaxing eyes, nose, cheeks, mouth and lips, jaw, throat, back and sides of the neck and the shoulders.
Tongue still up against the sharp part of the teeth. Gently place your fingers and thumbs in contact. Just the tips of your fingers and thumbs. And you're relaxing from the space between your eyes. Eyes, nose, cheeks, mouth and lips, jaw, throat, back and sides of your neck, down your arms, down to your fingers. It's just a wave on each out breath, like a pulse that you can feel flowing down the body. Okay, so you're carrying on with this flow of relaxation, moving down from the space between your eyes. And what I want you to do is to create the image of a candle in your mind, arms length away from you, eye height, begin with a candle flame. You're just noticing the candle flame. So you're noticing the light, you're noticing the colour, the shape, the flickering. You're noticing the wick, the darkness of the wick. You're noticing the pool of candle wax molten in the top of the candle. You're breathing in, breathing out, still relaxing from the third eye right down through the body, down to the tips of your fingers, if you want, down to your feet and into the ground. And the candle flame is flickering in time to your breath. Could be moving towards you when you breathe in and away when you breathe out, or it could just be flickering in time to the breath, flickering quickly when you breathe in, flickering more slowly when you breathe out. Now you can put all of that on autopilot by staying aware of the space between your eyes. Just keep your attention there. And then it's all happening on its own. The relaxation's happening on its own, and the candle's flickering. And then notice everything happening around you. There's the movement of time through the sound of the air conditioning, the sound of my voice, the space between the words. And everything happening all around you. There might be thoughts, there might be emotions, there might be memories, there might be images. But there's the candle. And there's your breath. That's all happening, and all you're noticing is the space between your eyes. Just stay connected to that. We're connected to our breath, we're connected to the candle. We're connected to the space between our eyes. And those three things, they're the rock in the stream. And all around us is change. And within us is change. Whenever you find the mind being distracted, thoughts arising, the image of the candle collapsing, losing connection with your breath, all you do, come back and you notice that space between your eyes. It all comes back straight away. Noticing the coolness and warmth of the breath in the nostrils. Belly rising and falling. And the shoulders. And what you can hear. And what you can smell. And what you can taste. And wiggling your fingers and toes. Gently, in your very own time, patiently, compassionately, return your attention to your surroundings.